the life and times of John Dorenbos, who joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm getting a little verklempt here because we were just talking 8 years with the Eagles, 11 years in the NFL. I can say I knew you when.
Hey, man, it's been a wild ride. And, I'm actually very thankful that I was in some other organizations before here. Not to talk bad about those organizations. I had a great time there. But you really see what kind of market this is. You really see what kind of fans this is. You really see what kind of organization this is. And I really got to appreciate what a special place to play in Philadelphia was. I'm so thankful for
it. And I think that's a message that every young person out there, every player in the locker room, you appreciate being in the NFL. It is not a right of yours. It is something that you have to earn every day.
Oh, I appreciate like no other. And you know, so a lot of people know my background. So for me to even say I made the NFL is wild, let alone a year, two, three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, and then now going into year 11. And not only that, but I was so excited when the Eagles approached me and said, hey, let's get a deal done, not going into free agency, and actually being able to be here through a whole transition and a whole era change. I was really excited to go from Andy Reid and now try something new with Chip Kelly, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, I want to talk about that transition. Before that, though, was there the thought, the concern, the worry? Did you talk to Julie, your wife, about, hey, we may be moving?
Yeah, I mean, that's reality, you know what I mean? So we definitely had that. We didn't really book a lot of shows or appearances in the offseason, because if that did happen, I didn't want my wife to move by herself. So we were just waiting around to see what was going to happen. And the reality is you also have to come into terms of, hey, I might not get a call. You know, my career might be over. And then it's kind of like, well, now what? So you have all those possibilities. And then I was very excited when the team said, hey, let's see if we can get something done.
We're far enough into the transition to Chip Kelly to have a really good sense of what's going on here. Bobby April, special teams coordinator last year, now in Oakland. Dave Phipp. Here already we've seen a 62-yard punt return. We've seen the kickoff return game averaging 37 yards. Brandon Boykin, great coverage. Punting game, solid. The kicking game we know is solid. John, it seems like everybody's really bought into what Dave is teaching here.
Yeah, and here's kind of what I like. And it might be a philosophy difference, it might not be, but something that I've noticed, we spend a lot of time on fundamentals and technique. And I think that's what you need, especially when you have guys that are turnover, and you have kind of young guys come in. And, you know, there's a lot of great college players that never really played special teams in college. So if you don't have those fundamentals and those techniques, you can't just rely on just your sole athletic ability and special teams. Like, you really got to know what you're doing. You got to worry about body position. And there's little things you can do that really give you an advantage. And Coach Phipp has paid a lot of attention to those little things. And I think that's going to make us a phenomenal special teams unit.
Do you think there's a lot of esprit de corps among the special teams group now, seeing early on the success you're having?
Yeah, and that helps. You know, it also helps that we have a lot of big guys that can run. You got guys like Colt Anderson back, who's an absolute monster on special teams. I've never been on a team where we had so many returners. I mean, we have a lot of different options, and obviously you guys saw Johnson and Boykin really show. So it's going to be exciting, and special teams is a huge part of the game. Obviously, it's my passion. It's what I do. You know what I mean? So if anybody asks, special teams is really all that matters. You know what I mean? So
for you, it is.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
How's the routine changed on a day-to-day basis for you?
You know what? I don't really know yet, strictly because we just broke camp. And so now we're going to get into kind of a game week. And so now we'll see how this week plays out. You know, for training camp, I liked it much better here at the NovaCare Complex. I mean, this facility is absolutely gorgeous. So it's kind of like, man, let's take advantage of it. I thought we got a lot of good work in. It was fun to be a part of. I thought for the the way the fields were set up, it was just I liked it a lot better.
Yeah, the fans showed up for four of the five open practices at Lincoln Financial Field. Another one coming on Monday. John, how do you feel? It got dinged up against the Patriots here. Missed the Panthers game. Everything okay?
I feel great. You know, fortunately,
you look great too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel great. You know, the I'll tell you what, Peduzzi and Joe and Mark and everybody in the training room did a phenomenal job. Went through the protocol and all that with the NFL. You know, Coach Kelly and the whole staff was great with me, and it was something that we kicked early. They gave me an extra couple days off, and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I can't wait.
New way of, I guess, eating, some sports science involved in all the practices here. What's changed about your body, your eating habits, your lifestyle, getting more sleep, anything?
I'd like to think that my body speaks for itself.
Yes, it does.
obviously, I'll tell you what I like. You know, this offseason I had a company cook all my meals in July when I go home and train. And so part of the thing that I learned is you got to eat healthy all day. And so they've really implemented You know, healthy snacks right after practice, healthy snacks in the locker room. Obviously, the big smoothie. The Phillies on like the smoothie. Tell me about the smoothies. Yeah, What's going on with the smoothies? Did you get a smoothie today?
Nobody's ever had a smoothie before.
But it's funny because that, like, when you leave the complex, that's all people have. Like, tell me about the smoothies, Tom. What's it like in there? Who's making it? What's in it? This and that, right? So, but to have that.
So you're gonna tell us?
Well, it's a secret. So to have that throughout the day is a big advantage, and it's something that I've really. Enjoy. Look, when there's food,
I know you're there.
I'm in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. So. Hey, big one on the big preseason game number three. It's going to be hot in Jacksonville. Conditioning going to be at a premium. And I know for you, look, I mean, you get 7-10 snaps a game, right?
Maybe sometimes
ten. You're down the field. You're busting it down the field. You're down there making tackles. This is the game you see, kind of to set you up for the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, this might sound bad, okay, and I've said this before, so don't take this the wrong way. In a game, I don't really pay attention to the every play of offense and defense. I really watch situations, and my goal is to not get involved in the emotional roller coaster of good plays and bad plays. It's just to look at the situation, keep my heart rate down as much as I can, so that when I snap, I can go out there, get some touch on the ball, and then I kind of celebrate all that after the game.
Okay.
And so, to me, every game is setting up for the game, because usually... I'm doing the snapping, or at least I have been for a while. So every game to me is just that, because you're watching the situation. Some games you might punt more than others, depending on who's in the game, continuity and flow and all that. So you like that continuity and flow.
Listen, you're number eight. We wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thanks.
Will you do me a favor and come back and join us during the
season? Well, what year is this for you?
This is year number 17. But I've covered every Eagles game since 1987.
That's awesome.
Were you born in 1987?
Yeah, I was born in 1980. I was seven.
Nice. John Doerr, Boston Studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.